Now I'm joined with Olivia Nagel in the studio. We're talking about community preparedness and resilience, part of a project that you're running, Olivia, with Groundwork South. That's right, Groundwork South. Now we talked about what the programme is about, how long it's been running and how it's funded. We touched briefly on training, so let's dive a little bit deeper into the training now that you've had a cuppa. So you mentioned online training and potentially face-to-face training if people ask, communities ask, that is it?
Yes, yeah,
so
absolutely.
Are you connected with the various community groups across the island, people like Sheppey Matters, obviously we're part of that, Castle Connections, all those sort of things who have people coming to them for various services, and clearly people who know a lot about the island. Are you in contact with them? Is there a working group?
Absolutely, and we're wanting to work even more with local community groups in particular, because we've got a good connection with a lot of local councils, and we've managed to get a lot of them to come along to our trainings and build up a good relationship with them, and we're either they're continuing to encourage people to come to our sessions online, or like I say, with Minster on Sea, we're running a flood volunteer workshop at the end of March, on the 24th of March, and it's open to everyone. It's not just for Minster, but that they are helping to host that event, and particularly because they recognised that there was a real need for flood volunteer training in Minster, and wanted to do it. It's really important that we're not just we like this collective clustered approach to doing the training, so we're trying to get clusters and pockets of parishes and local areas that could work together if something were to happen, not just Minster on Sea on their own, but other parishes. We've got like all of the parishes on the east of the island in particular, and also on the mainland, who are working together, and we know that there are some areas that don't have parishes, and actually it's how we can work with town councils as well, and we're working also with Swellborough Council too, but the training is for anyone to come to, and we are going more and more into community groups. I was last night I was at the Island Forum, and we were sort of, it was really fantastic to see how much goes on in Sheppey, and we know that there is such a strong existing network of community groups that work together, and voluntary sector groups, who do so much fantastic stuff in Swale, and we want to work with them. We want to recognise that you're already doing so many fantastic things, but how can we also make people in those community groups and in those who are going to all of these events more prepared? How can we get them to know more about this?
I think that's the key here, really, is community groups are on board by the sound of it. That's usually the case. It's the public themselves or the communities themselves that sometimes we struggle on the island to get people engaged with whatever's going on. So have you had a good sort of input from communities themselves, community members? Have people turned up for things or gone online?
We have had some residents come to our sessions, and that's really key, because not only are we wanting to work with residents and members of local councils and clerks, we're wanting to bring people together, because it's that collective work towards building resilience, and not just knowing in an emergency, the emergency services will deal with it. It's what can I do? How can I help people in my community? And so by